It is Janet Snyder and Nicholas Pickles, and we've got somebody on the phone right now that's got a concern about the Buffalo Bills. Hi, Kiss 98.5. Who's this?
Lydia.
Lydia, now you're worried because people might be selling their Bills tickets for Sunday because it's going to be too cold.
Yes.
So what's your solution to the situation, Lydia?
I think that we need to all share tips on how to stay warm and what to wear. I do know putting cardboard down under your feet instead of standing on the concrete keeps your feet warm. But just ideas to layer. I mean, do other people have ideas?
You know, the cardboard is a great idea for standing on the concrete. You just have to be careful because when you jump up, you don't want to slip.
Did it for that Patriot game. It was like 6 degrees. And it was fine. I think it froze to the ground.
So tell me what you wore for the Patriots game, because that was a freezing cold game. Tell me what you wore that worked.
I wore cuddle duds underneath.
Okay.
And then I wore sweatpants. No. I wore my ski pants. But the big thing is if you're sitting in a hot car, dress at the game when you put all the rest of your gear on. Because if not, you get really hot.
Okay.
And then you get that under layer of like sort of sweat, and then you really freeze.
Okay.
So
all right. Good.
Dress at the game.
Dress at the game. Yes. So we need one of those like model dressing tents. It's like one of those pop-up tents that you can go in and put all your clothes on. And, you know, it's like you're doing a photo shoot.
We just did it in the lot and just dealt with it.
Okay, good.
The cheap and easy thing to do is if you don't, remember those old shopping bags, the plastic bags you used to be able to get at Tops? You put those over your socks after you do and then put your boots on.
Okay,
another way. Or just use a gallon Ziploc bag. I mean.
Yep. Ways to keep warm. 716-265-0985. So you wore your cuddle duds. Then what?
And then I wore my ski pants, and then I wore a turtleneck. Uh-huh. And the big thing is keeping your neck warm and having like a scarf or something to pull up, because if it's really cold, sometimes your face freezes.
Yep.
And, you know, you just feel uncomfortable. But after a while of cheering, you didn't need that anyway. But
no.
Walk to and get in.
Right. What about your ears and your hands? How did you cover those?
I had one of those double layer Bills hats. So it's got like a big like fleece lining in it. So that works. I was warm enough, but some people, I'm just concerned for people. And if people share ideas, that would be awesome.
716-265-0985. What are your best tips to stay warm at what looks like it's going to be about a 10-degree Buffalo Bills game? What did you put on your hands? What kind of gloves work for you?
I have my wonderful brother years ago got me the Tim Hortons double-lined red mittens.
Ooh.
And those are awesome.
Oh, those are nice. Wow, what a good brother-in-law.
Your tips of your fingers get cold.
Yep.
Mittens keep them warm. I know some people put those hot packs in. I didn't need it with those lined mittens like that.
Wow.
All right. Lydia, thanks for calling. 716-265-0985. What are your best tips for staying warm at the Bills game? Hi, who's this?
This is Jen.
Jen, what are your secret tips for staying warm at the Bills game?
So my secret tip is in my hat, I put two hat warmers. And then when your winter hat also folds at your forehead, I put two hand warmers in that flap on top of my ears. And that keeps my ears warm, and that really keeps me warm.
Are you talking about those hot hands?
Yes, put the hot hands right in the flap of your winter hat and right over your ears. It's super warm.
And then do you stand on cardboard too?
I don't, but I have the best Sorel boots ever, and then I put foot warmers in those.
Nice. Good. What are you doing for your hands?
I have the electric hand warmers and regular hand warmers. I probably have like 20 hand warmers on me when I go.
Oh, that's amazing.
They're
well
in
trained.
Every pocket, in my ankles, behind my knees, everywhere, and I'm super warm.
I love that. And what's the game plan for this week's 6:30 p.m. Bills game? What's the tailgate going to look like?
Well, we'll probably leave the house around 11. And I think we're going to have chili and macaroni and cheese and all the good stuff.
How do you keep it warm?
We have three heaters going under our tent.
I love your tent. Where are you? I want to come visit.
I can't, you know, and if my husband wants to do this and I want to do this, I got to stay warm.
Yeah, I appreciate your skill set. I like it. Hi, Kiss 98.5. What are your tips for staying warm at the Bills game?
Tips, hot hands and lots of booze.
No, booze is the exact opposite of what you want.
I don't know if that's medically sound, but
definitely not.
Probably a lot of people doing exactly that.
What will you be wearing?
Anecdotally, it does work.
It does, yeah. Anecdotally. Yeah. And then afterwards, you pay for it. Yeah. What are you going to be wearing a jersey? Are you going to the game?
Oh, yeah. James Cook. I'm a season ticket holder.
Nice. Thank you for being a season ticket holder. Do you know what I heard the other day? And I can't, I have to find this out. The suites that they're building at the stadium, they don't have glass, so it's not like you're in a warm, toasty suite. Like, you're outside with everybody. I had friends that did the tour.
Section 330.
Oh, I love that about you. So how do you layer for this game? Because this is going to be a cold one.
Yeah, so typically I have, like, pajamas underneath and then some sweatpants, and then I've got some snow pants, and then I put the Zubas on over.
Oh, nice. Nice. So you're all like a walking snowman into the stadium.
Yep.
What do you love about your section?
I like that I found there's like these kids that are right behind us. There's a group of them, and one of them lost their insurance card. It was their mom's, and their mom's name was Deborah A. King. And so now I refer to this kid as Deborah A. King. He's my favorite guy to see there.
I love that. Thank you so much for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How do you stay warm for a Bills game?
So the secret is, if you are tailgating, wear different shoes that you're tailgating to what you're going in the game with.
Why?
A different pair of winter boots to tailgate, change my shoes, and then go into the game.
And you change into what kind of shoes? You go from boots to what?
Oh, just another pair of boots. Just swap it out. Like, I got my really old Uggs that I'm tailgating in that can get all ripped up, and then probably into my nicer Sorel boots for the game. But winter boots, whatever they are, swap them out. Makes a huge difference.
Your tailgate sounds fun. What's planned for the tailgate?
It's a little up in the air right now, trying to get it finalized with who's going and who's not. But up in the air, but we'll definitely have a good time no matter what.
How could it be up in the air? This is Thursday, Friday Eve. We need to have the plans.
I know, seriously. We were working on it last night. Just need to finalize it, but we'll get it done.
Okay, and so what has been some of your best tailgates that you've done?
Wow. I mean, love going to, you know, off of like Faye Street with a bunch of friends, having a tailgate with the grill and a fire. Yep. Normally not as bougie with, like, the tents and the heaters as some of these more experienced ones are, but, you know, maybe one day we'll get to that point. Yeah. We more face it right on.
I love it. All right, thanks for calling.